My name is Mary Coll, and this poem is called Moving Out. You said he loved you and that you loved him, as if that was all there was to say. So I held my tongue all summer until it got too heavy. Then a week before you left, I made my salad, without the olives. 2 days later, I made my apple tart, without the cloves. Your last night at home, after the car was packed and the house was finally quiet, I added an extra quilt, stuffing it in as if my life depended on it, or yours. Sometimes that is all a mother can do, leave things out or add things in, hoping through a sequence of tiny gestures to tell the whole story. One thing I never said is that neither of us are ready for this goodbye, though only one of us sees it now. By the time the other figures it out, winter will have come, at which point an extra quilt will be essential. I wrote that poem when my daughter was moving out of home and moving in with her boyfriend, and it was the big move for the first time, and I was in a big panic about it. And I figured if I said too much, I could do huge damage to our relationship. So in the weeks ahead, I was trying to show her in small gestures, like not putting the olives in the salad because she hates them and not putting cloves into the apple tart because she hates those, that I understood her and I got her and I was there. And then finally, on the night before she actually left, I did go out and stuff a big quilt into the car because I was afraid that she'd get cold. And I think sometimes that is, as the poem says, that's all a mother can do, leave things out or add things in.